There is a story from old Prague about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the greatest of all of the European rabbis. He was very spiritual and an amazing man. So great were his deeds that people could barely speak about them because they were so in awe. He was an animated man, and he could draw things out of people and give gifts that were truly beyond imagination. One night, Rabbi Yehuda dreamed a dream, or in other words, he saw a vision. He stood before the throne of God, and there was a sentinel there, a gatekeeper, one might say, who stood before the throne and kept him from approaching. And the sentinel asked him, "Who are you?" "I am Rabbi Yehuda from Prague," he replied. "I am one of the best known, I am one of the most well-read, and I am one of the most respected rabbis in Europe." "Tell me, angel," the rabbi asked, since the sentinel didn't really seem to be overly impressed. "Is my name written in the book of life?" So the sentinel opened the book, and he began reading. And he read many strange names in strange languages and tongues. And as he read, it was as though the spirits of those names flew into glory before the throne of God. The sentinel finished reading the names. Rabbi Yehuda's name was seemingly unnamed. And the rabbi wept bitterly. The angel said, "I have called your name." Rabbi Yehuda said, "I did not hear it." And the angel said, "In the book are written all the names of all the souls who have ever lived on earth, for every soul is an inheritor of the kingdom. But many have come here before the throne of God who do not know their true name. Many have heard it only once on the lips of people or angels, and must wait here at the gates until they remember it. Many have never heard their true name and must wait here until they are silent enough to hear the King of the universe calling them." Rabbi Yehuda awoke from his dream or vision and cried aloud, "King of the universe, let me hear my own true name on the lips of my brothers and sisters." Today, we read names. We read names of all the souls that died in the past year in this parish. And as we do that, we hold all the souls that we know who have gone before us. One of my friends was saying yesterday that churches are one of the few places where we put the names of our dead on the walls. And so we do. It's not to glorify them, but it is to remember their names, so that in that, not only are their lives honored, but ours are graced. And today, of course, is All Saints' Day, when we also remember all of those people who have received sort of a special status. They get things like windows. If you go into our chapel, you will see some windows up there, and especially in the morning, they're quite beautiful, of St. George and St. Michael. And so windows of actual saints who have been glorified. Somewhere, sometime, I heard that saints, the reason they're saints, is because those are through whom God's light shines. And I think what a wonderful way to think about stained glass windows. What a way to think about ourselves and the opportunity to let light shine through us. Because all of those people who are now saints were regular people once upon a time, just like you and just like me. It's amazing to think about our names, about Rabbi Yehuda, about how he didn't hear his name. And how do we learn? How do we listen? How do we love ourselves enough to hear our own true name? Not just the name that you're called, Elizabeth or Beth, or as a kid, Biff would be my names. And unfortunately, Liz at time to time. Not those names, but the name that calls to our soul. What would it be like to truly hear that in our lives and to live from it? And how do we do that? Because those names that we call ourselves aren't often very nice. I suspect that I'm not alone. The names I call myself when I do something stupid are not pleasant. These are names that I would never call anyone else, at least not to their face. But I hear them when I tell them to myself, and they're not good. Then there are the names that people call us when they're praising us beyond compare, and that doesn't feel so good either sometimes. You know, when someone sort of goes on and on about how wonderful you are, well, it's a bit embarrassing and kind of like you don't recognize who that person is. I have an amazing new friend in my life, and he, of all people that I've ever met, not only can tell me who I am, he reflects myself back to me in a way I have never encountered before, and it often is very disconcerting. It's not always complimentary, but it's always accurate. Accuracy is a good thing, but not always comfortable. And so I give thanks for his ability to do that, because in doing so, he's very affirming to me of who I am, with the good and with the bad and with the indifferent and all of those things. And it grounds me. Today we hear this version of what we usually call the Beatitudes, or the blessings and the woes. And I like to think of them as grounding material for us as we find out our true names. It's lovely, isn't it, when you're one of the blessed? Blessed are you who are hungry now because you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now because you will laugh. That's a wonderful thing and great comfort. Not so good when you get later on in the reading. Woe to you who are full now because you will be hungry, and woe to you who have much now because you will be poor. When we read this, at least when I've read it, I can't speak for you, in the past, I've thought, well, there is no hope for me. Because I can't do all of that. I can't. I don't give money to all the people I see on the street. I don't give them my jacket and my shirt. I don't always think about how blessed I am. But it occurred to me last night that maybe we aren't meant to do them all at once. Maybe we're meant to think of the one that applies to us right now. Some of you may be hungry and poor. Some of you may be rich beyond your wildest dreams. Maybe we at different times in our lives are touched by one of those blessings and one of those woes. I can think of a time in my life, a long time, where I had more tears than joy. And now I do have more joy than tears. And I laugh a lot, and I used to cry a lot. So I've been on both sides of that. And coming through those things, I know more about my name, who I am, than I ever have before. So maybe these blessings and woes aren't something for us to read like a shopping list, or even worse, Santa's list, that if you don't get it right, you're not getting a gift this Christmas. Maybe it's more for us to read it through and think, what applies to me now? What is it? Where am I in my life? What is this calling forth from me? How is this grounding me? I believe with all of my heart, body, soul, and mind that God calls us really to do one thing, and that is to be ourselves. Not the person we'd like to be, not the person that we're scared to be, not the person that we're ashamed to be, but all of it. Who we are, grounded, standing firm in our name. The more grounded we are, I think, the more we touch the divine and the light can shine through us. Because God isn't so worried about the shame, the doubt, the fear, or the guilt that we seem to be preoccupied with. And that we, the church, have done a really good job of scaring people with. I think our message now, we're finally, maybe the light is shining through some of the windows, and we see we're meant to shine. We're meant to shine as people who we are. We're meant to shine in all of the things that we're good at and all the things that we're not, because that allows someone else to shine in those. So today, as we remember the souls, those who have touched us, who have gone before us and have marked our lives, and we remember the saints, those who we strive to be like. Maybe most of all, we will be reminded to find our name, to listen, to love ourselves, and to love others enough that we may all be grounded in that love of God and let the light shine through us now and always. Amen.